Meditation 4.11. Dealing with negative energy. As mindfulness develops, we become increasingly sensitive to our thoughts and feelings, including negative states of mind such as anger, irritation, pride, depression, desire, etc. Why are these considered negative? It is not that anger or desire are inherently evil, or that we should feel ashamed when they arise. They are negative because they are delusions, distorted conceptions, that paint a false picture of reality, and because they lead to unhappiness, confusion, and problems. But with the right understanding and the right tools, every experience that arises in our mind, negative as well as positive, can be a constructive step on the path. The root cause of negative emotions is the false notion of inherent, graspable, solid existence that we impute onto everything. This misconception gives rise to attachment to whatever appears pleasant, aversion or anger toward whatever is unpleasant or painful, and an uncaring ignorance about everything else. Thus our mind divides everyone and everything in the world around us into friend, enemy, and stranger. And these three mental toxins in turn branch out into all our other negative states of mind. However, like all your experiences, negative emotions are impermanent, neither fixed nor concrete. They are simply mental energy, like love and joy, whose nature is clear and non-material. Sometimes you might feel overwhelmed by them, and doubt whether you can ever control your mind at all. But don't worry. Delusions come and go in your mind, they are not you. For example, usually we either completely identify with our anger, without any clarity or understanding at all. Or we suppress it altogether, refusing to acknowledge what is going on. Both approaches, getting caught up in the emotion, or suppressing it, are unskillful and only make matters worse. A more skillful approach is to honestly acknowledge the presence of the emotion. Step back and observe it, in a detached way within the calm, spaciousness of meditation. With mindfulness and awareness of its nature, how it is just a momentary experience in our mind, not something solid and fixed, and not me. We may be able to just let go of it, and let it pass out of our mind. But letting go is not always easy, especially if the emotion is habitual or very strong. If that is the case, then we can use one or more of the methods explained in the meditations, to analyze the emotion to see how it is mistaken, and transform our mental state into one that is more realistic and positive. Dealing with anger or any other negative emotion in this way becomes a beneficial learning experience. But for some people, or for some problems, it may be difficult to be your own therapist. Analyzing and transforming a powerful emotion such as anger requires a fair amount of skill and wisdom. So if you find this difficult to do on your own, you may want to seek help from a spiritual teacher, a good therapist, or a wise, caring friend. Only you can change your mind, no one else can do it for you. But talking with others can give you new, helpful ideas and perspectives to work with. The methods explained here are practical ways of dealing with attachment, anger, depression, and fear. An important first step in working with emotions is recognizing and identifying them. Sometimes our mind is like a thick jungle of disturbing thoughts and emotions. It is hard to really see what's going on. With mindfulness, honesty, and discriminating intelligence, we can start to identify what's what. That's anger, that's desire, that's fear, that's depression, and so on. Once we know what we're up against, we can choose the appropriate methods. The second step is having a healthy, balanced attitude toward the negative emotions. Attitudes to avoid include guilt, self-hatred, or self-judgment. Or identifying with the emotion, for example, I am my anger, which leads us to be obsessed and act it out. We can avoid these by remembering that delusions are impermanent, coming and going in our mind like clouds in the sky, and that they are not our true nature. The real nature of the mind is pure, free of delusions, like a clear cloudless sky. The next step is to work on the delusions in meditation, using one or more antidotes. If there are a number of different emotions disturbing your mind at the same time, it's best to start with the one that is strongest and most troublesome. Don't try to take them all on at once. Once you've managed to get the biggest one a bit more under control, then you can move on to the next biggest. Some of the methods explained here provide new ways of looking at these emotions. Others present new ways of looking at the object or situation we're feeling emotional about. They are not magical solutions to what are difficult problems. Dealing with negative energy is hard work. But with practice and patience, it is possible to gradually change our attitudes, as a first step to changing our actual experience of people and situations. If we become familiar with these methods in meditation, it will be easier to apply them spontaneously when the need arises.